is game over. Liverpool ripping Arsenal to shreds here.
Welcome to the Daily Cannon podcast. A History of Failed Preparations, What Arsenal's Opening Day Fixtures Tell Us, by John Redmond, is read by Matthew Wade and first appeared on dailycannon.com. The 2017-18 Premier League season will be upon us before we even know it, so we thought we'd take a look at Arsenal's opening fixtures in recent seasons. For a club with such vast resources, excellent personnel and valuable Premier League experience, Arsenal have a dreadful record on the opening day of the season. Since the Premier League was formed in 1992, Arsenal have failed to win 12 of their 25 opening day matches. Worse still, from 2010 till now, Arsenal have won once in their opening fixture. Considering Arsenal finished 1 point behind Liverpool this season, the club that poignantly beat them on the opening day of the season, it's easy to see how devastating the opening day result can be. Although Arsenal can swallow the potential £50 million loss from Champions League revenue, the opening day defeat to Liverpool has damaged the club's ability to recruit this summer. A quick look back over recent years exposes a worrying trend in Arsenal's maiden day fixtures. 2011-2012. In 2010-11, despite being gifted an own goal by Pepe Reina, Arsenal failed to beat a team that finished sixth that season. Their performance was lacklustre and spoke of a team who had failed to prepare. Arsenal started the game with both Marouane Chamakh and Laurent Koscielny making their Arsenal debuts. While Koscielny has been an undoubted success at Arsenal, he was having to make the step up from the French second division. Chamakh, although he impressed against Liverpool, was subsequently deemed not good enough for the Gunners. On the day, Arsenal were unable to find a winning goal, much owing to completing the match with 10 men following a red card to Laurent Koscielny, although Liverpool were also reduced in numbers following the sending off of Joe Cole. Drawing with Liverpool away from home is not an unreasonable result, but it was the beginning of a worrying trend for Arsenal, as the club failed to adhere to their billing as matchday favourites in six of the following seven opening day contests. Since then, one could suggest that Arsenal have failed to learn their lesson in the importance of preparation. In 2011 and 2012, Arsenal failed to beat the northeast duo of Newcastle and Sunderland, as both clubs managed to keep clean sheets respectively. One of those results may be excused, as Arsenal had just sold talisman Robin van Persie and were forced to give debuts to two strikers, Podolski and Giroud. However, there is still a belief that a greater deal of preparation would have seen Arsenal get the goals they needed to win both ties. Similar to other opening day results, Arsenal were forced to complete the Newcastle match with 10 men after Gervinho was sent off. Yet these are not the worst results fans have been subjected to in recent years. In 2013-14, Arsenal managed to lose 3-1 to Aston Villa at the Emirates. Arsene Wenger chose to start with the midfield duo of Aaron Ramsey and Jack Wilshere. Against Villa's powerful midfield, led by Fabian Delph on the day, the Arsenal duo struggled to influence the game. For all their talent, neither Wilshere nor Ramsey had sufficient knowledge of central midfield to get the better of their counterparts. This is something Wenger should have addressed before the Aston Villa fiasco. To make matters worse, Wenger had, to date, only signed young French striker Yaya Sanogo. With the result allowing Arsenal's opponents to get an early march on them in the title hunt, it was clear that Arsenal, yet again, were underprepared in their opening game of the season. In 2015-16, Arsenal were once again subjected to defeat at the hands of a lesser rival. On the day, Gunners fans were treated to a similar apathetic performance that has become synonymous with Arsenal opening days of the season. Man of the match Rhys Oxford, a 16-year-old schoolboy for West Ham, looked like a man amongst boys, as Arsenal's error-strewn performance led to two, quite preventable, goals breaching the Arsenal net. The first was a mistake by experienced goalkeeper Petr Cech. The second came after loose passes from both Coquelin and Oxlade-Chamberlain. Similar to other opening day defeats, the crowd were frustrated with Arsenal's lack of spending over the summer months and were vociferous in their frustrations. In 2016-17, Arsenal were handed a particularly tricky fixture taking on Liverpool at the Emirates. Despite some encouraging play, with Santi Cazorla pressing in central midfield as a second-half substitute, the Gunners were on the wrong side of a seven-goal thriller. Arsenal were again left embarrassed following a lack of investment over the summer that saw the London club start the game with Callum Chambers and Rob Holding at the heart of their defence. Despite the relative inexperience of the backline, Arsenal led the game by a single goal before Coutinho replied just before the break. Having conceded before half-time, one would have thought Arsenal had sufficient time to regroup and respond. However, Liverpool hit three more past the Gunners in a 15-minute salvo that obliterated Arsenal's hopes of a positive result. Two late goals made the scoreline respectable, yet Arsenal again demonstrated their infuriating lack of ability to prepare. Arsenal's results speak of a club that is negligible in their pre-season preparations. Although Arsene Wenger is quite vocal and insistent about the importance of a strong pre-season camp, with little in the way of PR stunts and activities, Arsenal have had to play along with the overseas media circus. Yet it is not unreasonable to suggest that Wenger often fails in his own preparations. Inadequate recruitment, paired with granting players additional holiday time, and struggling to integrate new signings with the current squad, have all commingled to thwart the club's long-term title aspirations. On Saturday the 12th of August, 2017, Arsenal will play Leicester City in the opening day of the next season. This gives us about a month and a half to prepare. If they are to compete this season, then there can be no excuses on the opening day. The squad must be assessed. Players must be fit. Transfers must be done. Friendlies must be utilised to establish a style of play and integrate those new signings. The boss must take control. Otherwise, one would imagine that the booing and chants may be more raucous and damaging than ever before.
If you like this, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, and it really helps us out if you could leave a review in iTunes or with whatever podcast app that you're using. Recommend us to a friend, check us out on dailycanon.com, and say hello on Twitter at dailycanon. Thanks very much.